Hello, and welcome to Talking Sports with TK. I am Tommy Chrysan. Glad to be here. Glad to have you there. Thank you for listening to this podcast. Please share it with all of your friends. This episode, Trey Blossman's college football and NFL picks, and old TK will throw in three college picks for you. This podcast brought to you by MeatAndPotatoesUSA.com. If you like to bet on college football or the NFL, please check out the website, MeatAndPotatoesUSA.com. Our sports consultants are tearing it up. Money-back guarantee if you buy a pick and it's not a winner. Money-back guarantee at MeatAndPotatoesUSA.com. Trey Blossman's got 14 college picks for you, including one contest tonight, Friday night. You want to get in on that one early. Then he's got six NFL picks on the weekend. Once again, don't forget MeatAndPotatoesUSA.com. Let's hear a message from our podcast host, Anchor. Then we'll be back. We'll be joined by Trey Blossman. Time for some football picks right here on Talking Sports with TK. I'm Tommy Chrysan. Stay tuned. We continue with Talking Sports with TK. I'm Tommy Chrysan, about to be joined by Trey Blossman. It's time for some college football and NFL picks. Trey's got a big college board for you. He's also got some NFL picks for you. I'll throw in my three college picks after Trey's college picks. Anthony Gallo away from the microphone again this week, so there'll be no Coonass and the Redneck podcast where he and I do the picks. So I'll toss mine in at the end of Trey's. Trey, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm doing great, Tommy. Thank you.
All right. Well, you got a pick in the Friday night contest, so you guys got to pay attention and get with your guy in a hurry. Trey, let's start with your college picks.
Florida 6-5 at Florida State 8-3. Florida State's been on fire lately. The teams they've been beating up on aren't as good as Florida, but Florida is out their top pair of receivers and at least one more, maybe missing as many as five wide receivers. Also, one of their outstanding defensive players, a linebacker, is out. I think Florida State takes advantage of this situation. They haven't beaten Florida in 4 or 5 years. I think the Seminoles are going to win. I'm going to lay the 9.5.
All right, that's Friday night contest again, Florida State -9.5 against Florida. Let's move to your Saturday card.
South Carolina 7-4 at Clemson 10-1. I watched South Carolina in disbelief last week as they dismantled Tennessee. Spencer Rattler looked like the best quarterback in the country, which I know that he's not. Clemson's solid. They're just chugging. Line's at 14.5. I'm going to buy that half a point. I'm going to play Clemson -14.
All right, next pick.
Coastal Carolina 9-1 at James Madison 7-3. In the same conference, James Madison not eligible for their conference championship. Tommy, it's their first year at this level of football. I don't understand why if they win the conference, they play for the conference championship. I don't get it, you know, but big game for them. Coastal Carolina, a 14-point underdog, virtually unseen in their conference games. Grayson McCall, their excellent quarterback, is out, but they've got talent on that football team. I can't pass up the Chanticleers +14, Tommy.
All right, next pick.
Oregon and Oregon State. Boy, that's a grudge match. The Ducks are 9-2. The Beavers are 8-3. The Beavers catching 3.5 points at home. I'm gonna take the Beavers +3.5. Give me Oregon State.
All right, next pick.
Purdue at Indiana. Purdue 7-4. Indiana 4-7, having a very disappointing campaign. They're missing their quarterback, who's lighting it up these days for Washington. I like Purdue here. The line is 10.5. I'm gonna buy that half again. I'm gonna take Purdue -10.
All right, moving on.
Wake Forest won for me last week. They're 7-4. They're visiting Duke with the same record. Wake Forest, a 3.5-point choice in that one. I'm going to take the Demon Deacons -3, buy them again the half point.
All right, next pick.
Auburn at Alabama, Iron Bowl. Auburn 5-6 and a dumpster fire. Alabama 9-2 and still alive, potentially, for the playoffs. I like Bama here. Auburn's just in trouble. I'm going to take Bama and lay it at 22.5. By the way, Tommy, one of LSU's commitments decommitted today and committed to Auburn. And I say good riddance, and I'll tell you why. why in the world anybody would commit to a program who doesn't know who their coach is insanity. He doesn't know who his position coach is going to be either. I can only guess there's a whole bunch of NIL money involved there.
Yeah, we got seven more picks from Trey. I'll have three college picks and Trey's NFL picks still to come. Continue with your picks, Trey, for college.
Iowa State at TCU. Iowa State 4-7, TCU undefeated. I keep saying I'm not sold on TCU. I don't think they're that good, but I think they're better than Iowa State. I'm laying the 9.5.
All right, next pick.
Central Florida at South Florida. Central Florida 8-3. South Florida 1-10. They've got some talent on that team, but they can't seem to play a complete football game. I've watched them a couple of times. I'm taking UCF minus the 19.5.
Next pick.
LSU 9-2 at A&M, 4-7. LSU minus 9.5. I don't have to say anything more about that.
Next pick.
Notre Dame at USC, number 18 at number 7. Notre Dame 8-3. Strong late season after starting out poorly. USC 10-1, still eligible, sitting at sixth place in the playoff standings. USC is 5.5-point favorite. I have to take USC, Tommy.
All right, minus the 5.5. Next
yes,
pick.
Sir. Oklahoma at Texas Tech. OU a 2.5-point favorite. Boomer Sooner.
Oklahoma minus how much?
2.5.
Against two?
Texas Tech.
Okay. All right, and you got two more college picks.
I do. Kansas at Kansas State. Kansas 6-5. Kansas State 8-3. Kansas State, the last chance perhaps to derail TCU, because I don't think it's going to happen this week. That'll be next week in the Big 12 Conference Championship game. Kansas State's got two good quarterbacks. I like them. I'm laying the 11.5.
All right. One more pick.
Apple Cup, Washington at Washington State. You know, I'm pretty bullish on these Huskies team with quarterback Michael Penix. Mentioned him a few minutes ago. I'm going to lay the 1.5 and take the Huskies. Game is at Washington State, but I'm going to take my chance with UW.
All right, I got three quick picks for you in college football. My first one's an 11 o'clock game Saturday. I like Ohio State minus 9 against Michigan. Both teams are 11-0. Ohio State's at home. I just think they're a much better football team. Michigan's non-conference schedule is laughable. I think the Buckeyes will get it done. I'll lay the 9 points, especially with the game in Columbus. My second pick, 3 o'clock kick, I like TCU minus 9.5 against Iowa State. TCU's got plenty to play for. They need style points. They're at home. They're trying to complete it at 12-0. Iowa State's lost the last couple times out of the gate. I think TCU makes a big statement. I'll be happy to lay the 9.5. And my last pick, out on the West Coast late Saturday, I like Southern Cal, as you did, minus 5.5 against Notre Dame. Southern Cal's won 4 in a row. Notre Dame's won 5 in a row. Southern Cal's a much better football team. They also need style points. They need to make a statement. So take Southern Cal minus 5.5. All right, continuing. You want to check out, if you like to bet on college football or NFL, go to meatandpotatoesusa.com. Meatandpotatoesusa.com. Trey Blossman, let's get to your NFL board where you're hitting 53% of your picks on the year.
7-3 Ravens at 3-7 Jags. The Ravens only a 4-point choice. I think that line is light. I'd play this up to 5.5 or 6. I'm taking Baltimore.
Minus 4. Okay, next pick.
Falcons at Commanders. It's the first time I think I've said that. I usually say the Redskins. Commanders are looking pretty good. You know, they went in and beat Philadelphia on national TV the other weekend on a nighttime game. Monday night, I don't remember if it was Sunday. But anyway, they looked real good in that outing. They looked good again last week. I like Washington minus 4.
Commanders minus 4. Next pick?
Tampa Bay minus 3.5 over Cleveland.
Bucks minus 3.5 over Cleveland. Next pick?
Raiders at Seahawks. Seahawks minus 3. I'm buying a half there.
Seahawks minus 3. Raiders. All right, next pick?
Chargers at Cardinals. Cardinals looked really bad the other night against the 49ers. I'm taking the Chargers. I'm going to lay the 3 points.
All right, against the Cardinals. And your final NFL pick?
The Rams at the Chiefs. Boy, are these two football teams going in different directions. The Rams are really, really bad. The Saints beat up on them. I'm taking Kansas City, and I'm laying 15.5 points, Tommy.
Big number there, but I agree with you on that one. All right, Trey, we want you to have a wonderful weekend. We'll get an episode of Sports Takes done either Monday or Tuesday. We want everybody to share all these podcasts and click the favorite button on Talking Sports with TK. Trey, you have a wonderful weekend. We'll talk to you early next week.
Thank you, Tommy. I'm with you on that Ohio State side, by the way.
There you go.